great that that Yale would make it to the final 32, win their first round game, but now they're out. And as you may recall, I have in my championship, according to my bracket, of course, NC State against UConn. They're still alive, and we'll see what happens as this great tournament proceeds over the course of the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, very good, very good. All right, so let's talk about the things that are happening today. First of all, Donald Trump, is he going to be able to come up with the money that they're looking for?
According to Eric Trump, who put a post on social media over the weekend, the answer to that question is no. He says Donald Trump, through his attorneys, has reached out to 30 different bonding companies. Each have denied his request to put up the bond, which is necessary for Donald Trump to pursue an appeal in that civil fraud judgment against him. He would need to put up a bond by the close of business today of $464 million. And it looks like that deadline will come and go, and Donald Trump will not be able to post that bond. If that happens, then the New York State Attorney General Letitia James has indicated she will go forward with efforts to try to recover the money necessary to fulfill that judgment. That means going after Donald Trump's assets, like his bank accounts and his property in his real estate portfolio. So it's a big day for Donald Trump. We'll see what happens over the course of the day. Of course, a court could step in at the appellate level in New York State and essentially put a stay on these proceedings. And that's what Donald Trump, I think, is hoping for. You know, if you think about football, this is the Hail Mary for Donald Trump today.
Yeah. And also, we saw now another House Speaker is kind of getting some backlash after making a deal with the Democrats.
Well, that's right. That's, of course, what led to the downfall of Kevin McCarthy, his effort to keep the government open and not have a government shutdown to fund the government. That's what Mike Johnson agreed to as well. And now, in fact, the entire federal government will remain open for business through the end of the fiscal year, through September the 30th. But that does not please people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has indicated she has lost confidence with Mike Johnson. Remember, he doesn't have much room in terms of navigating within his own party, because if he loses just two individuals saying they have lost confidence with him, that means that we would be looking for another House Speaker, a third House Speaker in just the past year. So we'll keep our eye on that. Nothing will happen over the course of the next week or so as the House is on its Easter recess break. Next Monday, by the way, is Easter Monday. That's when the Easter egg roll happens at the White House. So that's always a fun event that happens every year at the White House. And hopefully we have a nice sunny day like we have today, a little on the cool side, but hopefully it's sunny next week. So those are the things that we're certainly following this week for President Biden. As you know, he has been on the road quite a bit since his State of the Union address just a few weeks ago. Last week out in Arizona, Nevada, Texas. This week he's doing a fundraiser in New York, I believe he's also hitting the road tomorrow. So this is what's on the president's agenda as far as travel is concerned this coming week.
All right. So, well, we'll keep in touch with you, sir, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
I look forward to it. Have a great day, Pam. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Our guys have really developed a bond and a chemistry.
I know I'm a leader. I know I can get the best out of the people around me.
We will constantly bring the best ideas to the table to help each other get better.
This is Stephen Kwan.
This is Tanner Bybee.
This is Stephen Vogt.
Guardians Baseball on 1480 WHBC.